I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in Dwight Smith Jr. Dwight, good morning.
Good morning to y'all.
Hey, man, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us during these difficult times that we're all going through. And since spring training was shut down, what have you been doing and what have you been doing communicating with your teammates to kind of follow along what's happening with baseball?
I've just been trying to just stay in the house as much as I can, and then go and do like workouts. Like I was working out with Austin Hayes and like Cedric Mullins at like the fields down in Sarasota. And I actually just drove back home like a couple days ago, and I just got back because everything's about to shut down. They said the roads are shut down in Georgia, so I had to get back home to my family.
Take us back to, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago now. That Thursday, you guys were on buses. You were about to head off to a game against the Twins, if memory serves. Mm-hmm. And then everything changed. Take us back to that day and how surreal it was.
When it first happened, I was actually driving down to the game. I was actually like 20 minutes on the highway headed there. And then I get a call saying to turn back around, that we weren't going, and it was shutting down everything, so we had to wait for the MLB to call, and we had like a big conference, and we said we was getting canceled, so we just all just stocked up supplies and stuff and just took it to the house, really.
Hey, Dwight, how long do you think it will take you to get back into game shape, you know, once, let's say the season's starting July 1st, just throw out a date, how long would it take you to get ready?
Probably about a solid like couple weeks, because we got to see pitchers again, and pitchers got to get their arms loose. So to get back to game shape, probably like 2 to 3 weeks, I would say, would be like ideal. But it might be a little longer than that. Who knows? But as long as you stay in shape right now, you should be able to get back in game shape like a little bit quicker. So we'll see how it goes, play it by hand.
What will you be doing now, between now and when you get the call, like, hey, it's time to go?
I'm going to be doing a lot of working out in the house. I'll do some running outside here and there, and pretty much I'll be doing baseball activity with my dad, whether it's hitting off a tee or maybe he'll flip to me or something like that, or soft toss, whatever I can do during this time.
Dwight Smith Jr., Orioles outfielder, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Of course, Dwight's dad is Dwight Smith, who also played for the Orioles, was with the Cubs back in 89 when they won the National League East. What was spring training like, getting back to the baseball aspect of it? And, you know, left field is there for you. We know Austin Hayes, who you mentioned, is projected to be the everyday center fielder, but Trey Mancini, I mean, that was devastating, obviously, for you guys down in Sarasota. Just talk about what spring was like for you and how the team was preparing for the 2020 season, year two of the Brandon Hyde era.
Spring training was good. The vibes were good, and we were really playing good ball. Like, everybody was like getting ready for the season, and we were creating good habits, like with our practices, and our practices were like tough and but at the same time fun, where we ain't getting like injured or anything like that, and we were competing. So I think we was about to do some good things once the season started, that's for sure.
Hey, Dwight, what differences did you see in Chris Davis from last year to this year, because he was having an outstanding spring?
I mean, he's done it before. It's like Chris has hit before, and he certainly had a couple down years, but he still can like hit. Like I think it was more like a mental. And I feel like he this spring training, he just felt like he was clear, his mind was clear. So that's a big thing when it comes to hitting. And I think he's going to return to form this season, that's for sure.
Now, your normal off season, you know, like November, December, January, what is your normal off season have you do? Are you lifter, runner? You know, what do you do in the off season to train, to get ready for spring training?
I work out like Monday through Friday at like a gym like right up the street from me. I'll hit, run, throw. I'll do everything like 5 days a week. And then if I need to back off, I'll back off a little bit. But for the most part, I get after it. Then I'll take the weekend off just to relax and recover my body. And I've just been doing it for the last couple of years, so it's kind of a routine for me.
Dwight, how's Trey Mancini doing?
Trey's doing well. Last time I talked to him, he's in good spirits. When he told us the news, it was definitely heartbreaking, and it really hit home. And then all this coronavirus coming around, so it's like we've been hit with a lot of bad news lately. But he sounds like he was in good spirits, and I think he's ready to turn that corner. And we're just keep him in your prayers, and hopefully he comes back strong and ready soon.
So, Dwight, what was the improvement that you saw in your game from last year to where you were in spring training this year? Because usually in the offseason, you're, okay, I got to get better at this. And then when you got to camp this year, you know, and then you got, what, through 3 weeks of camp, and you said, yeah, this has really improved so far in my game from last year.
I would say I was starting to recognize pitches better. I definitely gotten better with my like my outfield routes. I was really working on that. Really, I was just working on my overall game. Spring training, I was still just getting in shape. So we had like a couple weeks left. So I was really getting ready for the season. And I feel like I was really close to really turn things on once the lights come on.
Dwight Smith Jr., Orioles outfielder, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Dwight, before we let you roll, and we referenced your dad earlier, Dwight Smith was with the Cubs. Mm-hmm. He was second in the Rookie of the Year voting behind Jerome Walton, who also played mm-hmm. for the Orioles back in 97. But what was it like growing up the son of a major leaguer and the influence that he had and still has on you?
It was awesome. Growing up with having my dad, and he was always there for me, and he's always had my back, and sure, it was like a gift and a curse, because when you would do well, it was expected, and then when you wouldn't do well, they'd be like, you're former major leaguer son, so you should be playing well. So it played both sides, but I was just a kid just enjoying my dad. Like, I didn't even worry about none of that outside stuff.
Dwight, we appreciate your time. Dwight Smith Jr., Orioles outfielder, a perfect world. He'd be in St. Louis right now. Unfortunately, we're not living in perfection, and that is an understatement. Dwight, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you. Stay healthy, you and the family, and hopefully we'll talk to you once we get this thing started, whenever that's going to be.
Thank you, and take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.